Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We get nice texts, don't we? Hey, John Williams. I sometimes wake up in the middle of the night and I tell my wife one of the speed jokes. We laugh for 2 or 3 minutes and then we go back to bed. She loves them. Thank you.
Okay, but he wakes up. Does she wake up? Or does he wake her up?
Can you just appreciate?
I was going to say that's so sweet.
A couple sharing a little laughter in life, Dave.
I wake my wife up in the middle of the night.
Hey, honey, why did the duck walk into the bar? I'm sleeping.
Exactly.
That's not the moment we're imagining here, Dave. Hey, John Williams, I use your speed jokes when I talk to my daughter in Anaheim, California. She is the fire department emergency manager, and she looks forward to a speed joke every morning when I talk to her. Actually, she's got one for you. What's a pirate's favorite vegetable? What's a pirate's favorite vegetable?
Arugula?
Arugula!
I was right?
No.
Oh.
It's artichoke. But it's the same thing as arugula.
That works. Vicky's works.
Vicky, I'm going to deem that a correct answer, and we're putting a star next to your name on the chalkboard.
Thank you. I only have two.
So we have incoming jokes today from Indian Land, South Carolina, Fort Myers, Florida, and the Midwest. And we have them outgoing to Anaheim, California. You know, the man who invented the concept of wind chill factor has died. He was 87, but he felt like he was only 63. Dave, I think we should ban shredded cheese.
Why?
To make America great again. The National Football League has denied Milwaukee's request for a football franchise. They said if Milwaukee was allowed to have a professional football team, then Chicago would want one too. Hey, Dave, I got some academic help yesterday from a teacher who loves cabbage.
Really? Where'd you go?
A tutor. Hey, remember our joke last week? If you get an email about canned pork gelatin and salt, don't open it. It's spam. Well, Adam in Indian Land, South Carolina, wrote to us yesterday, and he said that Hormel made their first batch of spam in 1937. Now, with everybody shopping and hoarding food again, they've announced that they'll be making their second batch next week. That's a spam joke. You know, I think I said this before, but in case I didn't, I should tell you guys my wife is threatening to leave me.
Why?
She says I'm obsessed with being a TV anchorman.
I see.
Yeah. I'll have more on this at 4:30, 6 and 10.
Was that a joke?
That was a joke. Also, I had a long session with my therapist. I told him I couldn't get the Grease soundtrack out of my mind, and he said,
tell me more, get your get very far. Tell me more,
come on and dance. Boys over there, girls over there.
She swam by me. She got a cramp.
Here and by me, got my suit down.
I saved her life, she nearly drowned.
He showed up, splashing around.
Summer sun, something's begun. But the summer nights.
Send your best jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. And share them with your friends at WGNRadio.com/speedjokes. If you're getting or sending them from far-flung places, let us know. We want to put them on our Kelly Cruz's speed joke world domination map.